caused the wholesale price of petrol to rise, and that's been reflected at the pumps with a 3p a litre rise across the UK. Diesel, thinking of the taxi driver there we were just talking about, has gone up nearly 4 pence a litre, but the wholesale price has only gone up a penny and a half. And that is a source of frustration to us, because it either means that retailers are choosing to subsidise the price of petrol, trying to keep that price lower, or make a little bit of extra profit on diesel, because they know kind of that we are used to paying a bit more for diesel.
Yeah, Simon, it's not that long ago, I think it was something like 1.35, even 1.40 a litre. It went down to 99p. You know, you were almost stopping and bowing at petrol stations that were selling it at 99p, and now it's creeping up again. Are we on the road back towards the 1.30-ish mark?
No, not at all. Back in June 2014, a barrel of oil was $115. And in April 2012, we actually had the price of £1.42 for petrol and £1.47, I think, for diesel. That was when we had a high oil price. Now we're in a very different time, because the world is producing too much oil. Therefore, the price has deflated, and it reached as low as $26 a barrel. So that's a massive fall. And it's not likely to shoot back up again, because OPEC, the Organization for Petroleum Exporting Countries, has taken the decision to keep on producing oil above demand. And that's all to do with America and stopping it from producing oil from fracking. And that really is only viable, financially viable, at about $60 a barrel. So I think for the longer term, I'd be very surprised if OPEC changed their tack and we saw the oil price go above $60 a barrel, because that would kind of go back on everything they've done.
So what should we be expecting? 110 maximum?
It's hard to say, because it varies on the price of oil and also the exchange rate. We need the pound to be strong against the dollar. And while we had a really low oil price, the strength of the pound value fell against the dollar. So that undermined some of the benefit of the low oil price. So we need the two things to work in our favour. And there's supposed to be a meeting, or there's a meeting planned between OPEC and non-OPEC countries to talk about doing something about, you know, freezing oil production to stabilise the price. But already there's concerns that may not go as well as expected, because Saudi Arabia, the biggest producer from OPEC, has said it will only attend if Iran, which has now had sanctions lifted and is now producing oil, wants to kind of crank up production to previous levels, attends. And if they don't attend, then, you know, all of a sudden it might just carry on, and the oil price might stay go even lower.
And general unrest in the Middle East, that doesn't help?
No, that wouldn't. But I think what we can say is we are in, we'll have lower fuel prices for longer. Whether we've seen the bottom of it is the question, really.
Simon, good speaking to you. Thank you. Simon Williams from the RAC.